This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The cases of the four fired Minneapolis police officers charged in the death of George Floyd have been assigned to a county judge in the state of Minnesota with experience as both a defense attorney and prosecutor. Judge Peter Cahill has been assigned to oversee the cases. All four are scheduled to appear before Cahill on June 29th. Defense attorneys have 10 days to ask for a new judge, but they'd have no say in who replaces him. One of the officer's attorney, Earl Gray, says he would not think of removing Cahill. Derek Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder and other counts in Floyd's death. The other officers are charged with aiding and abetting. A U.S. judge has ordered Seattle police to temporarily stop using tear gas, pepper spray, and flashbang devices to break up peaceful protest. The two-week order Friday is a victory for groups who say authorities overreacted to recent demonstrations over police brutality and racial injustice after the death of George Floyd in Minnesota. A Black Lives Matter group sued the Seattle Police Department this week to halt the violent tactics it has used to break up largely peaceful protests in recent days. For nearly a week, people opposing police brutality and racial injustice have turned a Seattle neighborhood into ground zero for their protest. They've created a carnival-like atmosphere with speakers and drum circles near a largely abandoned police station. It's angered President Trump, who has repeatedly threatened to go in and stop the anarchists, he says, have taken over the liberal city after officers withdrew to ease tensions. Washington's governor and Seattle's mayor have rebuked Mr. Trump and say local officials are trying to find a peaceful resolution following demonstrations that turned violent just last weekend. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. More than 425,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. In the United States, the figure approaches 115,000. The number of global infections has surpassed 7.6 million, with more than 2 million in the U.S. U.S. health officials are releasing long-awaited guidance about how to reduce risk of coronavirus infection for Americans who are attempting some semblance of normal life. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention posted the guidelines Friday, along with advice for organizing and attending big gatherings. Among the tips, take the stairs down from your hotel room rather than riding in an elevator with others. Use hand sanitizer after using an ATM. Call ahead to restaurants and nail salons to make sure staff are wearing face coverings. A top U.S. Border Patrol official says coronavirus cases are on the rise in certain pockets of the agency. The deputy chief, Raul Ortiz, said Friday that the 93 Border Patrol employees and 16 people in custody have tested positive for the virus. He says that it is relatively low, but adds that we are not out of the woods just yet. Ortiz tells employees that there have been indications of localized increases among Border Patrol personnel. He does not say where, in an email to agents that was obtained by the Associated Press, in the agency and didn't immediately respond to questions. AP reported Thursday that the border states Arizona and Texas have seen a recent rise in coronavirus cases. And again, the number of people who have died globally from COVID-19 is now more than 425,000. And in the United States, that number is more than 115,000. North Korea says that it sees little use in Kim Jong-un keeping up ties with U.S. President Donald Trump. State media broadcasts that statement Friday, the two-year anniversary of the leader's first summit in Singapore.
Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from my home studio in Washington, D.C. I've got a great show for you today. We start off with two awesome tunes about coronavirus. One encourages us to show off our quarantine dance moves, and the other rallies for a collective effort to achieve zero corona. Then we dive right into a tribute to the fallen reggae star Ajek Fashek, the Nigerian artist best known for his single Send Down the Rain, popular in the late 80s, died in New York at age 57. Then there's more great music, Song of the Week, which is a super new vibey sound from South Africa called Soweto Blues. And then another tribute. Sadly, John Amutabi Nzenze passed away on May 30th. Mr. Nzenze was the last living pioneer and player of African twist, a music genre that was really popular in the 1960s throughout East Africa. His last international performance took place in Washington, D.C. in 2014, and at that time, he came into the VOA studio and performed for Music Time in Africa. So we'll listen to some of that live session at the back half of today's show to remember and honor John Nzenze's life and his legacy. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Here is the first song of the hour, Quarantine, by Diamond Platnumz and featuring his crew of Wasafi artists, Rayvanny, Mboso, Lava Lava, Queen Darlene, and Zuchu.
Zombie, you know we gotta do this here. Now, show me quarantine. Hey. Quarantine. Okay. Quarantine moves, yes, quarantine. Now, what's your quarantine? Ooh. Quarantine. Okay. Quarantine moves, yes, quarantine. On the left. To the right. Where? 1, 2, 3, 4, then 5. Okay. Nay, nay. That's right. Where? Do the wako, jacko, now slide. Now show me quarantine. Hey. Quarantine. Ooh. Quarantine moves, yes, quarantine. Now, what's your quarantine? Ooh. Quarantine. Okay. Quarantine moves, yes, quarantine. On the left, to the right. Where? 1, 2, 3, 4, then 5. Okay. Nay, nay. That's right. Where? Do the wako, jacko, now slide. Ooh. One clap, two claps. Shingo, fanya unaitupa Inama, inoka Kiuno, kama una kisusa Sometimes naboeka Quarantine Nanuna nacheka Quarantine Weekend ni vibweka Quarantine Mitungi tunapomeka Quarantine Now, show me quarantine hey. Quarantine oh. Quarantine moves, yes, quarantine Now, what's your quarantine? Ooh. Quarantine okay. Quarantine moves, yes, quarantine On the left, to the right 1, 2, 3, 4, then 5. Okay. Nay, nay, that's right. Do the wako, jacko, now slide.
Okay, stop. Take a selfie. Insta, Snapchat, kote post it. And then drop. Keep your cozy. Ringa, ukomeshe mabitozi. And then run, 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 run. Hala futan. Turn, turn, turn. 20G. Jisha uwe. Jisha uwe, uwe, uwe.
Now, show me quarantine. Hey. Quarantine. Oh. Quarantine moves, yes, quarantine. Now, what's your quarantine? Ooh. Quarantine. Okay. Quarantine moves, yes, quarantine. On the left, to the right. 1, 2, 3, 4, then 5. Okay. Nay, nay. That's right. Do the wako, jacko, now slide.
I can transform your robot. Take a control, carry mod. Your hands, your neck. Now round and round and wait.
Ooh. Man, I take time. Challenge if you're me too.
Karantini yangu mina machizi. Ni kupati na usingizi. Ukisikia tangawizi. Tunasogeza nyumbu ni mafukizi.
Quarantine, quarantine. Ama adiba, ama adiba. Wala, wala, kakwa madiba. Ama adiba, ama adiba. Wala, wala, makida kida.
Now, show me quarantine. Quarantine. Quarantine moves, yes, quarantine. Now, what's your quarantine? Quarantine. Okay. Quarantine moves, yes, quarantine. On the left, to the right. 1, 2, 3, 4, then 5. Okay. Nay, nay. That's right. Do the wako, jacko, now slide.
Fuck beat, fuck beat. Kitchen session, fuck beat. Knife beat, spoon beat. Kitchen station, dishes beat.
Sha, sha, kinky dicky. Kum, 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 kum. Sha, sha, kinky dicky. Kum, kum, kum.
Hey,
Yeah, that was Diamond Platinum's Quarantine. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa. Now, we're diving into another coronavirus tune, this one, Zero Corona. It's a project initiated by Cameroon's Mr. Leo, and it features 10 other artists. 5 are from Cameroon, and also there's one from Nigeria, 2 Ivorians, 2 Burkina Bay, 1 Ugandan, and 1 Congolese.
Let's stay united, one of those dark days have come.
is Music Time in Africa with Dr. Heather Maxwell. Woo! Yeah.
All right. Hello. How's everybody doing? As I mentioned at the top of the hour, there are two tributes today to beloved African artists that we lost earlier in the week. Bill Odidi from Nairobi has the first.
Thanks so much, Heather. I'm Bill Odidi in Nairobi, Kenya. Now, what a year 2020 is turning out to be for African music, and in a very tragic sense, because we've lost some of the continent's best-known musicians in the last few months. Think of Manu Dibango, the great saxophonist from Cameroon, Tony Allen, the Nigerian Afrobeat pioneer, and in the last few days, Mori Kante from Guinea. And on the 1st of June, we received the news of the death of the legendary Nigerian musician Majek Fashek. He died at the age of 57 in New York City.
Won't buy it, yes. Stay rock, I sold I to the mansion ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottle and spit. But my aims was made strong by the ends of the Almighty. If I would in this generation triumphantly. Won't you have to sing another song of freedom? It's all I ever heard. Redemption songs. Redemption.
The voice of Majek Fashek singing Bob Marley's Redemption Song from the album Prisoner of Conscience. This one was released in 1987. And if you realize, Majek's voice had a very striking similarity to Bob Marley's voice. Incidentally, he even released an album on Marley's legendary label Tuff Gong in 1997. Majek said he was also inspired by fellow Nigerian Fela Kuti and the American guitarist Jimi Hendrix, amongst many other great musicians. Majek Fashek died in New York City in the U.S. on June the 1st at the age of 57. His official name was Majek Odunmi Fasheke. His surname is translated from his local language as the High Priest Who Doesn't Lie. His first solo album was Prisoner of Conscience in 1987, including a song that became very popular in Nigeria and among his fans around the world, and established Majek Fashek as a household name. It's called Send Down the Rain.
The sky look misty and cloudy. Looks like the rain gonna fall today. This morning I've been so in my sleep, waiting for the rain to drop and water it off. No, Lord, I'm a hungry man, and I don't wanna be hungry. Send down the rain to water all my seed. Send down the rain. Send down the rain.
Oh, that really brings back fond memories from ages ago. Send Down the Rain by Majek Fashek, the late Nigerian singer and songwriter. The pinnacle of his career came in 1990 with the album So Long, Too Long, released on the CBS record label. A song played a lot on TV stations around Africa, and many people could relate to that powerful message. The lyric says, arise from your sleep, there is work to be done, Africa. If we unite, we shall be free. So long, too long.
Yes.
absolutely timeless song, So Long, Too Long by Magic Fashek. In later years, he had fallen on hard times, he battled drug addiction and illness, and naturally his music career came to a crashing end. The news of his death on June the 1st is a huge blow to his many fans around Africa and around the world, but we celebrate his many, many achievements as one of the big pioneers of African music. May Magic Fashek never be forgotten. I'm Bill Odidi here in Nairobi, Kenya, leaving you with a little more of So Long, Too Long, as I take you back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
Thank you, Bill. May he rest in peace.
Hi, good friends. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
All right, back to the music. Here is a classic from Zimbabwe, Wake Up by Oliver Mtukudzi. All right. Yes, that was Tuku. I'm Heather Maxwell, and this next song, called Money, is by an artist who submitted his work to me. He's going to introduce himself and his song, and then we'll get right to listening to it.
Hello, listeners. My name is Steve Atambire from Ghana, Upper East Region, Bolgatanga. I am a musician, a kulgo player, a singer, and a composer. I have 6 albums. I released this new song called Money last month, 2020. How I do my music is I don't just sing. I always sing about where I'm from. I always look around the people, how they live. I always get inspired by the lives of the people. I sing my music according to the lives of the people here. So this year, I sit down to write a song like, okay, this is what you take to attract this. If you want to catch fish, you use meat. If you want to trap a dog, you use bones. If you want to trap a man, you send woman. And if you want to trap a woman, you use money. If you have money, you have woman. And I don't say it's like this the whole world, but I'm African, and I know 70% of women in Africa love men because of money. Thank you.
Hey, everybody, that was Steve-O Atimbila from Bolgatanga, Ghana. I'm Heather Maxwell, and there's more great music to come. Plus, our tribute to Kenyan musician, the last king of African twist, John Nzenze. He passed away on May 30th. But right now, we are at the bottom of the hour, which means we've got...
And this is the song of the week.
Hello, Kwame.
Hey, Heather. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great and hanging in there.
I see that. Nice to see your face again after a week.
Save your sentiments on this day.
All right, so we've got a song of the week. It is called Soweto Blues, and it sounds like a South African song, but it's by Jules, and he's not from South Africa, but we'll talk about that later. It's featuring Busiswa and Jazz Karras.
Let's get right into it.
Like this song just because of the vibe. I mean, it's all about the vibe, whether you're just listening to it or you're watching the music video to it. It's Soweto. You're just in the groove and it's chill and you just want to be there.
I agree, definitely.
I got my feet up. You can't see that, but my feet are up.
Let's jam some more.
All right.
Backing on what you just said about the vibe, if you know Jules, you know he's always bringing the vibe, you know. And Jules is from, you know, the class of Saz and then Malik Berry, who, I mean, these three proponents, when we are talking about Afrobeat, you cannot take out their names. They are there. You get it? Yes. And Jules definitely giving us Soweto Blues with Busiswa. And then Jazz, oh my goodness, it's just beautiful to listen to.
Yeah, it really is. And let's not forget that Jules produced Bankulized and Skin Tight, mm-hmm. both of them by Mr. Easy, mm-hmm. that I think we've both featured before in mm-hmm. years past.
And Somi So by Wandiko, a favorite, personal favorite of mine.
How long Jules has been working with South African artists, do you?
Yes, he has three albums out, and on all three albums, he's worked with South African artists. And then with singles out there, he's worked with Mosego on a track recently, which is a beautiful track. You guys go look for it. He's always working with South African mm-hmm. artists. I think his heart is in their music plus High Life. He loves that slow, bluesy soul, you know, thing.
That's where the blues comes in. I was wondering about that.
Yes.
Why is it called Soweto Blues? That just reminds me too, you know, there's also what's the Nigerian singer who also just loves South African house and people think she's South African? What's her name?
Nimiola.
Yeah, Nimiola. So, you know, it's really fun that West Africans and South Africans are having this kind of love affair.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Fante.
And we're here together for you. Well, from each of our own homes to give you Song of the Week, which was Soweto Blues by
Busiswa and Jazz
Karras.
Thank you very much.
See you next week, Kwame.
Sure.
You're inside Music Time in Africa.
Hey, darling listeners. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. Next up is Titi Fasson from Senegal with a song called Music. And then the rest of the hour pays tribute to John Nzenze. We revisit my live studio session with him back in 2014 from inside VOA Studio 4, one of the very last international performances of his career and his life.
Tingi soga hamme, linga bakiyo dafa amuila je. Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
All right, so if you're just tuning in, from now to the end of the hour, we're going to listen to a live music session and interview with the last king of African twist, the late John Amutabi Nzenze. He died May 30th. He was 80 years old. Now, the session was recorded in Studio 4 at VOA headquarters here in Washington in 2014 during his last international tour. And he was accompanied by another guitar master, Peter Akwabi. It's important to understand how significant John's death is for Kenyan music, though, before we settle in for this last listen. Nzenze was one of a handful of pioneers of the twist genre, which was wildly popular all throughout the 1960s and 1970s in Kenya and greater East Africa. They were superstars for decades, but Nzenze was the only one who was still alive and still playing. So his death is also the death of the genre. There are no other known twist players. Now, let's listen to this interview from 2014. John begins by expressing how he feels about being in the United States for the first time, and then he performs his most famous twist song, Angelique. He's accompanied by Peter Akwabi on guitar.
Yeah, my name is John Nzenze. John Amutabi. But Nzenze is a nickname. But everybody in Kenya, they used to call me John Nzenze. So I'm very proud to come to America. I like the place. Everything is poor. And I think I would like to stay here more time, but my passport,
visa.
My visa can't allow me.
Oh.
The Kenya twist is a bit different because we copied it from the Chepchecker when he came in Kenya. And he played his twist and we was excited. And then we decided to play the same style, but in our way.
Very good.
So we just tried to twist it a bit to come Kenya twist. But it is not exactly like a Chepchecker one because we didn't want to be the copywriter. We wanted just to do our things. So our twist is mixed Chepchecker style and Kwela style from South Africa.
So you twisted the twist?
Yeah. I'm going to give you a song called Angelique Twist. My first song I recorded in 1963, November. Before that, I was a co-musician of a famous musician called Kabaka. I used to just go to help him in the studio. So I decided, why can't I compose mine and be like him? So I composed a song called Angelique. Angelique means it is Angelina, but Angelina, I just twisted the name to call it Angelique. In musically.
All right.
The song goes like this.
Oh, Nina Lee Angelique, Angelique Rudy Tuo Nane. Roho yangu inanisumbua. Oh, ninalia Angelique, Angelique rudi tuonane. Roho yangu inanisumbua. Sikujua kama
nasi tutachana kwa mapenzi yetu ya kwanza tulipokuwa tukicheza twisti. Sikujua kama situtachana kwa mapenzi yetu ya kwanza tulipokuwa tukicheza twisti. Ni vizuri unirudie Angelique, makosa tuliyokosana hayo ni makosa ya nyumbani. Ni vizuri unirudie Angelique, makosa tuliyokosana hayo ni makosa ya nyumbani. Angelique, Angelique rudi tuonane, roho yangu inanisumbua. Oh, ninalia Angelique, Angelique rudi tuonane, roho yangu inanisumbua.
Beautiful, beautiful. Angelica, huh?
Angelica.
Beautiful. That's John Nzenze. What are you laughing about? That's right, no?
Peter Akwa. You're pronouncing it very well.
I'm working hard at it.
Nzenze, it sounds very well. I like the way you call
it.
Nzenze.
Nzenze. It's nice to say. You've got a very nice name. Did you keep it at the same tempo, or is this slow? I thought twists were fast.
Your twist is fast.
Yeah.
Ours is a bit slow. That's why I told you we tried to change.
I see.
So this one you can dance it and you'll never be tired.
That's
and
true.
Dance until down, yeah.
Good point, good point.
Yeah.
Okay, hi everyone. So you just heard John Nzenze talking with me and a little bit of John Kurtzer talking there. He's a fellow music journalist who was co-hosting that day with me in the studio. And John was performing his most famous twist song of all, Angelica. He was accompanied by another guitar master, Peter Akwabe, who is still thankfully alive and well, thank God, but not an issuant of the twist genre per se. Here they are again, speaking about their long-standing friendship that began in the Kenyan music industry of the early 1960s. Peter Akwabe begins, and John concludes by saying how proud he is of Peter. And then they play one of Peter's songs, Omuchenge. I was wondering about the relationship between you two. How do you know each other? How do you work together? Tell us about that.
I think one thing, we come from the same community, Luhya community of Western Province of Kenya. Two, we're both musicians. And three, we recorded in the same studio in the same year, although he was far much ahead of me. Although he recorded 1963, just like I did, he was already recording, accompanying people like Daudi Kabaka, Fadhili William, the one who sang
Malaika.
Peter Sossi, Nashley Pitchen, and all those great musicians of that time. So when I went to the studio to record my first record, these people did not want to give me a chance. But he stood firm on my side.
I see.
He said, no, this is a schoolboy. I was just a standard seven primary school boy without even shoes, like I am right now. And he resisted the idea of all the majority that were in that studio. He resisted the idea that I should not record. And he won the heart of the owner of the studio by convincing him that I needed some little money with which to pay my school fee. That's how
clever.
He argued. And the owner of the studio agreed with him as opposed to the majority of those ones who are there. So because of that, I just fell in love with him up to today.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Now, me, I know, I came to know Akwabi when he came for recording, but I listened to his songs and I decided, because I was, by that time I was a studio manager, I told my boss, record this boy. I think this song will be a hit. I like it, and you must record him, because he was coming to look for school fees. So I told my boss, please record it today, because he is traveling tomorrow back to school. So he recorded a song, and in good luck, the song was a hit. So he was given a contract every time, half-time, come and record two songs. So he used to come, holidays, he come and record and pay his school fees. But something I am proud of is he paid the school fees and graduated to be a teacher, and he was a teacher in Kenyatta University. So I'm proud of that, because I did something better.
Yes, outstanding.
So since that time until now.
Up to now.
What do you think you'll play for us now?
Let me play you a song that our people used whenever they wanted to kill the boredom of a long journey. And this song is known as Omuchenje. Omuchenje is running just like the way I've seen people at Washington D.C. here run.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Peter Akwabi,
yes,
and John Nsenze from Kenya. Come back again.
We shall. Will do.
All right.
We'll do.
If you call us again, we shall come back running like schoolboys.
All right. Well, John Nsenze won't be coming back again. But I'm sure glad I got that time with him in 2014 and am able to share it with you today. May he rest in peace. And with that, it is time to say goodbye, people. Thank you so much for joining me. And also thank you to the contributors to today's program. That includes Bill Odidi for his tribute to Majek Fashek. May he also rest in peace. Also to Kwame Ofori for Song of the Week. To Lucy Ilado from Kenya for sharing with me her insight into the legacy of John Nzenze. And also to John Kurtzer and Peter Akwabi for that live session back in 2014 here in D.C. On our FM stations, we are live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 Universal Time. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09.0500 UTC and then Saturdays and Sundays at 09.05, 1505, 2005, and 2205 Universal Time. Finally, you can also find us online anytime. Just go to voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, stay safe, stay positive.